Exclusive, citizen journalist Hayden Carney, who blew lid off Karen Reed case, facing 105 years in jail for telling the truth. By Hannah Knudsen on July 5, 2025. Hayden Carney, citizen journalist Turtle Boy. Best known now for uncovering the shocking cover-up in the murder of Boston police officer John O'Keefe. Said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday that he faces 105 years in jail. Explaining that, in his case, you criticize the government. And then the government comes and arrests you and puts you in jail for doing journalism and doing activism and speaking out about corruption. While Karen Reed has been acquitted of the murder of her boyfriend despite a massive cover-up, Carney revealed, I'm facing 105 years in jail right now. I was charged. I was arrested by the State Police Fugitive Unit on October 11, 2023. Right when I got my kids on the bus in the morning so that it made sure that they saw it. And I was told that I was under arrest for felony witness intimidation and picketing, which I didn't know was a crime, he said. I mean, this is Massachusetts, home of the Boston Tea Party. Like finally, it's a crime to picket in this state, which was news to me. I mean, I've seen all, you know, Black Lives Matter and stuff on TV. Blocking highways, and I must have missed the picketing charges that they all got. But I guess it's a little bit selective anyway. So I was, you know, arraigned, I was charged. I got indicted for it 2 months later, which basically means they just bring it to a bigger court, he began. I ended up getting arrested again on the day after Christmas. The warrant was out for my arrest on December 24th and that's a whole other story. He said, noting he was dating a woman who turned on him after he ended things with her after she lied about being pregnant. She immediately got in contact with people who don't like me. Connected with the state police and the special prosecutor in my case, and they plotted with her. And we learned this through her cell phone extraction, which was given to us in discovery that they sent her a fake grand jury summons to be a witness against me. A completely fake grand jury summons for a grand jury that did not exist, he said. And they had her send it to me, and told me that, you know, she wanted to talk about it. And so I reluctantly went over to her apartment. I agreed to meet with her in like a common area, and we talked. She confessed everything to me that she had been talking to the state police and she was so sorry. And blah, 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 he said, explaining that police were eavesdropping on their conversation. And they were urging her to get me in her apartment. Because once there's too many cameras around in the common area. And she got me back to her apartment at 11 o'clock. I stayed there for a couple more hours. She showed me, you know, all of this evidence that the state police were, you know, collaborating with her, and she said she was so sorry and asked for forgiveness and blah, 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 he said. When he wanted to leave, she took an abortion pill in front of him even though she was not pregnant and caused a scene with their children, waking them up and telling them that she would have an abortion in his driveway. He said he felt sorry for the traumatized children and waited until she fell asleep and left. I left at 5 a.m. and I actually fell asleep on the way home on the highway. I crashed my car, and luckily, I made it home in one piece. And then a few hours later, I was contacted by the police. And there was a warrant out for my address for an assault and battery. He said, noting that he realized then that the entire thing was a setup and he was sentenced to jail for 60 days. On the day that I got out, they actually dropped the charges against me. So they had no intention of, you know, they knew it was not true. They had no intention of prosecuting me. They just wanted to put me in jail for 60 days. And it worked. So that's why I went to jail, he said. Host Matthew Boyle noted, they did this whole thing to layer the two cases. It's evil, and that's how it shows how diabolical these people are, and it's just par for the course, Carney said. I knew that they were setting this woman up, and it was undeniable that they planted a broken taillight. That they were fully aware that she didn't do it. That there are other suspects out there they were choosing not to investigate. And you know, those are the same cops who showed up in my house and put me in handcuffs. The same exact cops, he said. So you criticize the government, and then the government comes and arrests you and puts you in jail for doing journalism and doing activism and speaking out about corruption, he added. That's how it works in Massachusetts. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Hayden Carney, July 5, 2025. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.